You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Brethren, we read this scripture, but we don't believe it, or probably we don't understand it. Jesus said, of all that were born of women, until John the Baptist, there was none greater than John the Baptist. So let's do the mathematics. So John the Baptist is greater than everybody born of women until Jesus, until the appearance of Christ. So it means that Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samson, Samuel, Daniel, Elijah, Elisha, David, Solomon, the list can go on and on. John the Baptist is greater than all of them. I know that many of your preachers will never use John the Baptist as a person of greatness when they are talking of greatness. They are going to be talking about Joshua, talking about Gideon, about Solomon, about Abraham. But John the Baptist was greater than Abraham. Anybody you can mention from Adam to John the Baptist, he was greater than them all. Why? It is because it is Christ that defines greatness. It is not man. It is your association with Christ that determines your greatness. John the Baptist was the prophet that actually pointed us to Jesus, and this is the Lamb of God. Every other person from Noah, Abraham, and so on, they were all prophesying about Jesus. They saw it from afar, but they didn't enter into it. It was John the Baptist that said, this is now he. And that made him greater. It's not miracle that makes you great. It's not power that makes you great. John the Baptist didn't do any miracle, yet he was greater than all of these people. And look at what all those other people did. Yet, John the Baptist was greater than them. It is by association with Christ. But that is not where it ends. Jesus now says something. He now said that, but the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Every one of you that you are born again, you are greater than John the Baptist. Do you know what that means? You are greater than Elijah, Elisha, than Moses, than Abraham, than all of these people. The least in the kingdom. What makes you great? Is it that you have achieved what they achieved? No. It is because you receive what they were praying to receive. And that is Jesus. If you have Jesus in you, you are greater than anybody without Jesus. It is Jesus that is the definition of greatness. It is not acquisition of things on the face of the earth. It is Christ. The least in the kingdom is greater. But you are here still praying for the spirit of Elijah. You are here still praying for the anointing of Elisha. It's because you don't understand. What you carry is greater than what Elijah, Moses, all of them carried. What you carry, they didn't carry it. You are greater than Moses. What you have received is greater than what Moses received. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He is greater than John the Baptist. You know why? John the Baptist died before the death and resurrection of Jesus. Those of us that now come in after his resurrection, we are able to believe in him and receive him. We are able to receive the Holy Spirit into our lives. We are able to receive Jesus. The life that we live is no longer our lives, but Jesus lives in us. Our life is hid in Christ. Jesus is greatness. Your association with Jesus is what determines greatness. It's not becoming president. It's not having money. That's not what makes you great. It's not flying a first-class plane. Greatness is Jesus. Do you have Jesus in you? The least, look at it, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. We didn't work for this. We didn't look for it. It was the mercy of God. We must be humble and we must be grateful to God. God bless you and thank you for listening. You can call this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.